Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are diving into something I think you're going to find really fascinating. It's a whole child approach to education. And we've been poring over articles and research and white papers just trying to get a handle on this because it's clearly something that a lot of people are passionate about. And it's so much more than just, test scores and grades. It's really about understanding that a child's world is so complex. It's their academics, their social interactions, their emotions, their creativity, their physical well-being, and all of these pieces are interwoven. They all impact how a child learns and grows.
Yeah, it really kind of throws that old industrial age factory model of education out the window, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're moving away from this idea of just, kind of churning kids out on an assembly line. We're starting to recognize that each child has their own unique blueprint.
Exactly. And one of the things that we find so fascinating in the research is this idea that a child's well-being, their overall well-being is directly tied to their ability to learn. Like Dr. Pat Willis, who is a leading expert in this field, she said, "We're discovering that every aspect of a child's life is addressed in one place only, school."
Wow.
So that puts a huge responsibility on educators,
It does.
but it's also an incredible opportunity.
Absolutely.
It's like schools are becoming this central hub for a child's development.
Yeah.
And that means educators have this unprecedented opportunity to help shape well-rounded, creative, and healthy individuals.
I think you hit the nail on the head there.
So, we're talking about this whole child approach, and one of the things that kept coming up in the research was the role of technology. Did you find that surprising at all?
Not really. When you think about how integrated technology is in almost every aspect of our lives these days, it makes sense that it would play a big role in education too.
Right. And we found some pretty interesting stats in the research. Like, for example, did you know that 75% of kids between the ages of 5 and 7 are already using technology to play educational games?
That's incredible.
I know, right? So that's before they even hit second grade. And another stat that we found is that students who study on tablets or phones actually spend about 40 more minutes studying per week than those who don't.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it
So
is.
it's clear that technology is already a huge part of a student's life. But the real question is, how can we use it effectively to really support this whole child approach to education?
Exactly. And one of the big things that our sources kept coming back to was this idea of personalized learning.
Right.
Recognizing that this one-size-fits-all approach to education just doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't.
Each student has their own unique learning style,
Yeah.
their own strengths, their own challenges.
Absolutely.
And technology can be a real game changer when it comes to personalizing the learning experience.
Yeah, think about it. You can have software that adapts to a student's progress, providing extra support in areas where they're struggling, and allowing them to move ahead more quickly in areas where they've mastered the concepts. It's like having a personal tutor built right into the technology.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And we actually found a really interesting case study in our research. The Henry County School District in Georgia, they were using something called Individual Learner Profiles, or ILPs. And these ILPs basically create this incredibly detailed, data-driven snapshot of each student.
So it's like a super high-tech report card.
It is. It pulls in information on their skills and their interests, their learning styles, even any barriers they might be facing outside of school. And it uses all that data to create a truly personalized learning path for each student.
That's incredible. So the teachers can then use that information to tailor their lessons to provide targeted support and really make sure that each student is getting what they need to succeed.
Exactly. But there's been a little bit of a twist. It seems like there's been a change in leadership at Henry County, and they've actually moved away from using the ILPs for now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but even though they're not currently using the system, the example is still so valuable
Right.
because it shows us what's possible when we really try to understand the whole child
Yep.
and use technology to create a truly personalized learning experience.
I agree.
So, speaking of technology and the whole child, another really important concept that kept popping up in our research was this idea of whole tech.
Cold tech.
Yeah.
I have heard that term before.
So, it's basically this set of principles for how we can use technology in a way that really supports the whole child.
So it's not just about, giving every kid a tablet and saying, okay, go learn.
Exactly. It's about being really intentional and thoughtful about how we integrate technology into the learning environment.
I like that.
So let's break it down a little bit. What are some of the key characteristics of a whole tech environment?
Well, for starters, it prioritizes healthy online habits and safety. We need to be teaching kids how to be responsible digital citizens.
Right.
And then there's this focus on creating meaningful learning experiences, experiences that connect students to their communities, to real-world issues.
So it's not just about consuming information passively. It's about using technology to create, to collaborate, to make a real impact.
Exactly.
I love that.
And of course, the whole tech environment really champions personalized learning, just like we were talking about with those ILPs. It's about tailoring the experience to each student's unique needs.
Okay, so we're starting to get a clearer picture of what this whole tech approach looks like. But it's not just about fancy software or gadgets, right? It's about shifting our entire mindset about education, moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach and towards a model that values and supports individual growth.
Absolutely. It's about creating a learning environment where every student feels seen, heard, and empowered to reach their full potential.
You know, one of the things that really stood out to me in the research was a quote from Erin Schmuel, who is the assistant superintendent at Henry County. She said, "We believe that it is a school's responsibility and obligation to be integrated into the community."
Wow.
Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, it really highlights how this whole child approach goes way beyond the classroom walls.
Right.
It's about connecting students to the wider world and preparing them to be engaged citizens.
Exactly. And technology can be such a powerful tool for making those connections happen.
Yeah.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I think it's important to take a step back and really unpack what we mean by differentiated instruction within this whole tech world.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. So before we jump into differentiated instruction, you were talking about that quote from the assistant superintendent at Henry County.
Oh, yeah.
About how they saw community integration as such a core part of their approach.
Yeah, it really got me thinking. I mean, for a lot of kids, school's their whole world, right?
Right.
So to be able to expand that world, to show them how their learning connects to their community, to real life issues and problems that are happening outside those classroom walls, that's huge.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. And, you know, technology can play such a vital role in making those connections.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, just think about the possibilities. Virtual field trips.
Oh, yeah.
Online collaborations with experts in different fields, even using social media to connect with local organizations and get kids involved in community projects. It just opens up a whole world of possibilities.
Literally. Okay, but back to differentiated instruction for a second. I feel like it's one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot in education circles.
It does.
But I think it's worth really breaking down how it fits into this whole tech puzzle.
Absolutely. So at its core, differentiated instruction is all about recognizing that students learn in different ways.
Right.
Some students are visual learners, some are auditory learners, some need more hands-on experiences, while others might thrive on more abstract concepts.
Okay, so how do you cater to all those different needs, especially in a classroom with, you know, 30 kids?
Yeah.
It seems kind of impossible.
It can be really challenging.
Yeah.
But that's where technology can really come in and be a game changer.
Okay.
So think about a math class, for example, where you have some students who are already really comfortable with fractions. And then you have others who are still struggling with basic multiplication. Instead of holding everyone back or trying to teach to the middle, a teacher could use an adaptive learning platform.
Okay, so what's an adaptive learning platform?
So basically, it's software that adjusts the difficulty level based on each student's performance.
Oh, wow.
So if a student is breezing through the fractions exercises, the platform automatically gives them more challenging problems to keep them engaged.
Oh.
But if a student is getting stuck on the multiplication, it provides them with extra practice and support, maybe even some fun interactive games to reinforce those concepts.
So it's like personalized tutoring built right into the software.
Exactly.
That's amazing. But how do teachers keep track of all this? I mean, they can't be staring at screens all day, can they?
No, definitely not. And that's the beauty of these platforms. They often come with dashboards where teachers can see each student's progress in real time. So they can quickly see who's excelling, who needs a little extra help, and what specific areas they might be struggling with.
Wow. It's like having X-ray vision into each student's learning process.
Yeah, kind of.
But it's not just about collecting data, right? It's about using that data to inform your teaching decisions, to personalize the learning experience even further.
You got it. That personalization is really what differentiated instruction is all about. It's not about teaching everyone the same thing at the same pace. It's about meeting each student where they are and giving them the support they need to succeed.
So it's like creating a custom learning journey for each student.
Exactly.
I love that. But let's be real for a second. Implementing this kind of approach seems like a really big undertaking.
It can be, yeah.
What about the teachers who might be feeling overwhelmed by all this new technology?
That's a valid concern, and that's why professional development is so important. It's not about just throwing teachers into the deep end with a bunch of new gadgets. It's about providing them with the ongoing training and support they need to integrate technology effectively.
Yeah, and it's not just on the teachers either, right? I mean, the whole school community needs to be on board. Administrators, parents, even the tech support folks.
Absolutely. It takes a village, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the potential benefits are huge. We're talking about increased student engagement, improved academic outcomes, and ultimately creating more confident and well-rounded learners.
I like that. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about another really key aspect of this whole child approach, preparing students for the future.
Okay.
I mean, we're living in a time of such rapid technological advancement. The job market is constantly evolving.
Right. We don't even know what kinds of jobs are going to exist in 5 or 10 years.
Exactly. So how do we prepare students for a future that's so uncertain?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. And you know, one of the things that really struck me in the research is this idea that focusing on the whole child is actually the best way to prepare them for anything.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because the jobs of the future, they're not just going to require technical skills.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to require critical thinking, problem-solving creativity,
yeah,
communication collaboration,
yeah,
all those things that we're talking about when we talk about whole child development.
Exactly. Those are the skills that are going to be transferable to any job, no matter what the future holds.
You know, one of our sources, Dr. Pat Willis, she said, with the whole child approach, connection with the community workforce and the world becomes the ultimate goal. After all, isn't that what makes a successful human being?
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's a really powerful way to put it.
It's not just about preparing kids for a specific job or career. It's about preparing them to be engaged, compassionate, and adaptable citizens of the world.
I love that.
And technology can definitely help us get there. I mean, we're already seeing it with things like virtual internships, online mentoring programs, project-based learning that tackles real-world issues.
Absolutely. Technology can help bridge the gap between the classroom and the real world, giving students access to experiences and opportunities that they might not otherwise have.
And that brings us to another important piece of the puzzle, digital literacy.
Right.
And I think it's important to clarify that digital literacy is about so much more than just knowing how to code or use a spreadsheet.
Yeah, for sure.
It's about thinking critically about the information that they're encountering online, navigating the digital world safely and ethically, and using technology to make a positive impact.
It's like a whole new set of life skills for the digital age.
It is.
And it needs to be woven into every aspect of education. Just like reading, writing, and math.
You know, I'm thinking about all the misinformation that's out there, the online dangers. It can be a really scary world for kids.
It can.
Even for adults.
Yeah.
So how do we equip them to navigate all of that?
Well, a lot of it comes back to those critical thinking skills we were talking about earlier. Teaching them to question what they see online, to evaluate sources, to recognize bias. Those are essential skills for anyone in the digital age.
And it's not just about protecting them from the bad stuff either. It's also about empowering them to use technology for good, to be creators, innovators, change makers.
Exactly. And this whole child approach, with its focus on creativity, collaboration, and community engagement, it really sets the stage for that kind of digital citizenship.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities, but let's be realistic here. Implementing this kind of comprehensive approach, it's going to require a major shift in mindset.
It will.
Not to mention resources.
You're absolutely right. It's not going to happen overnight, but the potential benefits are just too great to ignore.
I agree.
We're talking about student well-being, academic success, and preparing them to be successful in a future that we can't even fully imagine yet.
It's like we're investing in the next generation of thinkers, doers, and problem solvers.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's really important to come back to what Dr. Willis said about the ultimate goal of this whole child approach.
Yeah.
Creating successful human beings. That's what it's all about.
That's beautifully said.